Even as he faces criticism for his ethical conduct, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been attacking the federal judiciary. DeLay said that the courts have run amok and suggested that impeachment may be an appropriate remedy. The judges, by and large, have not risen to this bait until yesterday, when Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia seemed to suggest that the judicial branch may have only itself to blame. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The event was a friendly and tame discussion about the Supreme Court put on by the National Constitution Center. The participants were three Supreme Court justices, Sandra Day O'Connor, Stephen Breyer, and Antonin Scalia. As the genial exchange neared its conclusion, though, moderator Tim Russert asked about what he called the harsh rhetoric leveled at the courts by conservatives like DeLay. Justice O'Connor said such attacks are not new in American history, and Justice Breyer pointed to the fact that a half century ago, when the Supreme Court ruled segregation unconstitutional, President Eisenhower had to call out troops to enforce the law.
In the last two or three years, we've decided cases, Bush v. Gore and others, that lots of people in the country feel are totally wrong, and emotions run very high on a lot of these issues. And it's hardly surprising that they think, one group or the other, that we're wrong on this or that. But what is amazing and not surprising is there's no talk of needing the paratroopers. As a nation, we've grown together on it being accepted widely in the country that I can criticize that court all I want, but I will follow the rule of law. And that's the treasure that I think this country has.
I dissent on this point.
That dissenter was Justice Antonin Scalia, who noted that when he was appointed to the Supreme Court nearly 20 years ago, his conservative views were well known, yet he was confirmed by a unanimous Senate vote. Not so today, he said. Scalia is one of two members of the court who identify themselves as so-called originalists, meaning that they believe the Constitution means what it meant at the time the Founding Fathers adopted it. In the last half century, he contends, the court has strayed from that view disastrously, viewing the Constitution as a document that the Founding Fathers wrote with deliberately broad terms meant to evolve with the times.
Something very fundamental has changed. What we originalists think has changed, and we've been saying this for a long time, is that you cannot adopt a theory that the Constitution is evolving and the Supreme Court will tell you what it means from age to age. You cannot do that without causing the Supreme Court to become a very political institution. And when that happens, the people in a democracy will try to seize control of it. They will realize that it's nice to have good lawyers up there, but that's not the main object. Basically, we want people up there who will evolve the Constitution the way we want it evolved.
This view isn't new for Scalia, but in the current overheated political atmosphere, it could encourage more criticism of the courts from cultural conservatives. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.